You've also then are being asked to contribute to a number of charities and so forth. Is there an entity of Stan Clark Companies that does that?
Well, I don't have an independent foundation or anything established. But what I did realize a long time ago was, one, we needed to organize our giving so that it could be significant enough to actually make a difference. And also that I did need to centralize the asks, if you will, because we realized that people were asking Eskimo Joes, and then they were asking Mexico Joes, and they were asking Giuseppe's, and they were asking Joe's clothes. So, you know, we were actually getting quadruple dipped a lot of times. I'm not faulting anybody for that. That's just the nature of it. We did centralize at least how people ask us for things. And then back in 1998, we for the first time actually took on a partnership with Special Olympics of Oklahoma. We went to them and said, listen, you all are a windfall to us. You bring the summer games in May of every year. It's the week after school lets out, and our business doesn't go down. It actually goes up because there's so many athletes and so many families and coaches here. We just want to do something. We want to give something back. And as we brainstormed with their leadership, they said, well, why don't you honor our athletes by creating a T-shirt? Your T-shirts are so popular. They're all over there buying them anyway. So we did, and it was the first time that we co-branded with a cause to create something special. Since then, we've probably given Special Olympics of Oklahoma north of $75,000 off of the sales of those T-shirts every year. The athletes are honored to have a special T-shirt made just for them, but it's the first of many, many examples that I can cite where we took this great big grin, Eskimo Joe's smile, and we've done something for the greater good. And it is so rewarding to this day. Just this week, we had a general manager's meeting, and we recapped what we've done from cause marketing shirts so far this year in 2012. And so far, we've given over $17,000 to various causes with which we've co-branded. One of them is teachers. We've given over $6,000 to the Stillwater Public Education Foundation and the College of Education at Oklahoma State. This year alone, we've donated to the Girl Scouts. We've donated to Special Olympics of Oklahoma. I can't remember what the other causes are so far this year. Project Woman. All of those different causes, we've got a little shirt in there that is helping their cause. It's good business for us. It creates a little different demand set for us, but it's win-win. And again, I can only help if I'm profitable enough to help. So that's just some fun examples of some things that have happened. The most significant one, just completely off the charts, back when Coach Eddie Sutton was still coaching at Oklahoma State, Eddie had that infamous scowl when he was unhappy with a call or with the play of his players. You know, he had just that mean scowl on his face. And when Eddie would jump up off the bench to get after the referees, the crowd would just go into this unbelievable chant of, Eddie, Eddie, Eddie. And of course, the place was always packed when he was coach. So we kind of took those ideas, and we created a shirt to benefit the American Cancer Society through the Coaches versus Cancer plan. And in one basketball season, we cut a check to the American Cancer Society for $67,000 off of the sales of that one T-shirt. It was just off the charts popular. So again, the best and the most significant example I've got of how we've been able to leverage the popularity of the Eskimo Joe's brand for a cause and create demand for our product and throw off profitability where we're able to make those kinds of contributions.